Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Janice LaRue calling from Nevada City, California.
Nevada City, California.
Somebody's correct. Confused.
Yeah, I was about to say. Now, I have to say, whenever I say the name of that state in the air, I always say Nevada, and then people from Nevada call up, and they say, we hate you, they say. I mean, it's really gotten vitriolic because they don't say it right. So do you say Nevada or Nevada?
You know, we say Nevada, but we're far too relaxed to really care.
There you go.
Which is why they're over in California.
Exactly. Well, welcome to our show, Janice. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will once again read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Yay!
Yay, she said.
She sounds so excited.
Carl Castle is just so hot.
Thank you, Janice.
Yeah, you are. All right, then. You ready to play? You're ready to play. I don't need to ask. Here's your first quote.
I liked feeling like a part of the team, carrying a sign. Now I'll just go back to walking in circles in my apartment.
That was an anonymous laborer commenting on his or her mixed feelings on going back to work after what strike ended?
Oh, the writer's strike.
Exactly right. Rest easy, fans of Lipstick Jungle. The Hollywood writer's strike is over. Writers agreed to come back to work after producers agreed to some of their demands. For example, it will no longer be acceptable for producers to mock the writer's wardrobe, posture, or unhealthy pallor. The writers going back to work means, among other things, that the Oscars will go on as scheduled and that people like Bill Maher and Jay Leno will once again be able to pretend that they are themselves funny. All right, here is your next quote.
Oh, he's just relaxing. This dog doesn't feel any stress. He's a beagle.
That was John Woodring, one of the owners of Uno, probably the most famous beagle on the planet right now, and the first beagle to ever do what?
He won the Westminster Abbey Dog Show?
He did. It's actually the Westminster Kennel, but yes. Westminster Kennel Club show. I think they should have dog shows at Westminster Abbey.
Wouldn't that be groovy?
It would be totally groovy. Until that time, they're having them at Madison Square Garden. They're sponsored by the Westminster Kennel Club. Over the history of this Nobel Prize of dog shows, the beagle has been passed up time and time again in favor of any number of terriers or Afghans, not to mention those foo-foo French poodles who, with their pom-pom hair and shaved rear ends.
It's not their fault.
It's not their fault?
Not their fault they wouldn't fight in Iraq. You can't tell me it wasn't their fault they wouldn't fight in Iraq.
What? What?
What? The poodles?
French poodles.
But the Afghans.
I was about to say, either I need more of your drugs or you need less of them, PJ. One of the two. Because that was like, whoa, what was that? It is true that they themselves do not shave themselves to look like tarted up topiary, so I guess we should be kinder to the poodles. Anyway, this year, Uno the Beagle left the poodles and Bichon Frises in the dust, yelping every time his name was called and winning the
cover. Baying, actually.
Baying?
I found out the technical term for what he does, you know, is baying.
He bays.
He was the loudest winner ever. He was like, oh!
101 years.
Usually those dogs, they seem so regal and you know, those,
yeah,
those dog show
prim
dogs.
Prim and proper.
And every time I saw a picture of that Uno, he was jumping up on somebody's pant leg and barking and yelping like every dog I've ever known. It was kind of comforting for normal dog owners. Yeah.
Well, speaking of dogs, here is your last quote.
Hey, you try wagging these puppies around a while and see if you don't have back problems.
That was a country music star talking about her puppies, sort of metaphorically referring to the two large mounds beneath her décolletage and how the back pain they caused forced her to cancel a tour. Who?
Dolly Parton.
In fact.
My favorite news tidbit of the week.
You knew that. You were on top of that story. You think it's easy being the most statuesque country singer in the world? Think again. We really don't have anything more to say about this. Except our condolences to Miss Parton. Hope you're back on the road again. We would have finished up with something more important for you, Janice, but sadly Nancy Pelosi just never talks like that. So we've got to go with the news.
She could talk.
I know. Just got to go where the news leads us. Carl, how did Janice do in our quiz?
I'm happy to say that Janice had 3 correct answers, Peter. And Janice, I'll be very, very happy to do
particularly
the message
what a team. Well done, Janice. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. We got to